This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you just heard would have been followed by official information, news, or instructions. This station serves the five boroughs of New York City. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
Broadcasting live from Studio H, it's TGO Radio, TGO Media World Headquarters. And Brian, sitting across from me, is Jeff.
Hello.
Producing at the other end of the house is show producer extraordinaire, Doug Reacharound. I made the mistake of saying, hey, pull this video up real quick.
And
the
Jesus problem is, fucking Christ.
Yeah, there's no finding a video real quick anymore, apparently. Yeah, it's a fucking disaster. Anyway, how you been, man?
Oh, can't complain.
Yeah?
Still fat and sassy.
I'll be eating bread and desserts and getting fat and sassy. You ever seen that video?
No.
Oh, yeah. I think that's asking a woman what she would do if she won the lottery or some shit like that.
Jesus Christ.
And they go to some fucking toothless hillbilly somewhere.
Of course they do.
And you're just like... bread and desserts and get all fat and sassy.
Jesus fucking Christ, man.
You know, man, we can find the motherfucker, man, I guess. I don't know. That's not it. Let's go to the story. Let's play the whole story.
All right.
Oh, this fucking laptop, man. Oh, I'm going to skip this motherfucker across.
Yeah?
Yes.
You going to do it?
Fuck, I'm going to do it. God damn it. By the way, that picture right there, that top story, that screen grab, I think that's from
At Kit. Next Insurance, we're basically the insurance of your small business dream.
For fuck's sake. I think that's a screen grab from Ken Burns' baseball documentary.
Yeah.
I don't know why it's in that.
Because somebody said get a silhouetted picture of sunset for this stupid fucking news article.
His morning crew, Bob, Allison, and Jim.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm from Sioux City, Iowa, and you know the...
Can we do Jocktober this year?
Jocktober?
Yeah.
What's Jocktober?
Did you ever hear Opie Anthony do Jocktober? So they did a daily show, like every week, or every day during the month of October, they would have Jocktober, which is where they would listen to clips from morning radio shows around the country.
And, oh, Jesus Christ.
And sometimes around the world. And they called it Jocktober.
Nice.
And they just would end up hating radio so much by the end of the month that they didn't know why they did it anymore.
Yep.
But I would love to do Jocktober this year.
Let's do Jocktober.
Okay. All right.
Let's
nice.
Do it.
Nice.
The weather's bad when the Weather Channel shows up, and apparently they're broadcasting from near my hometown because of a blizzard. Yes.
What's his face there? What's his face?
Jim Cantore.
Yeah. He's there?
I don't know. It's just what my friend was telling me.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Well, you're used to bad weather up there.
A lot of snow, yeah.
That's compelling radio, by the way. That's awesome. Compelling. Ugh. They got to have a bed underneath everything they play. It's just the worst.
Out there in them cornfields, covered
right.
snow.
It snows a lot.
I grew up in a little town of Baltimore. We had a lot of snow. I remember 3 feet one time. 3 feet in one shot. Oh, and I was only like 3.5 feet tall. So that was great. We made tunnels. And. But here in the South, when there's a little dusting, people go crazy. And I used to make fun of that because, you know, I'm northerner-ish. Barely. Just by the Mason-Dixon line. But anyway.
What the fuck are
this
they
doing? This is so...
What the fuck are
so,
they doing?
This is giving me a headache.
I don't know what they're doing.
Jesus Christ.
Well, but then I realized, hey, we get all this equipment because we had a lot of snow up there. Here in the South, you get a good snowfall every other year or something. So they can't spend quadrillions of dollars on trucks, okay? Is that a lesson?
Quadrillion?
Yeah, I get it.
So they just have Hank with a salt truck out there that has to do all the roads.
Poor Hank.
I know.
This break has been going on for a minute and 15 fucking seconds. And what are they saying?
A minute 14 too long.
And he's about to retire. But anyway, they were out.
Get to it!
But anyway.
News 10 was out when Charlotte got some snow the other day, and they're just interviewing people, and people were panicking and buying the bread and milk, because that's the important thing to do when it's snowing outside, is have that bread and milk. But this lady named Shirley Nash, she had a great idea. Listen to her.
We'll probably sit around and cook some soups and... eat bread and desserts and just get all fat and sassy.
She's a genius.
We're going to eat some,
we'll make
some
soup and desserts.
And consume a shit ton of carbohydrates. And
well, how's that different from any other fucking thing that they do?
Wash
idea.
It down
Close
with some
we'll
sweet tea.
Sit and cook some soups cook. And eat bread and desserts.
Eat bread.
And just get all fat and sassy.
We're going to eat bread. I hate Southern people so fucking much. God damn.
Fred's going to punch me in the mouth.
We're going to eat bread.
We're going to cook some soup and desserts.
Fucking, they're going to cook some soup. Possums and squirrels, beware.
We noticed it's kind of a weird shortage of squirrels this year with the big snowstorm around. Well, I don't know. Bread and desserts.
Wait a minute. There's tons of black squirrels because they won't eat those.
No, they can't. You can't. The black squirrels are too busy stealing food from the other squirrels.
He stole my nuts. Which nuts?
Well, I love Hey, Jeff.
D's nuts.
Bread and desserts.
He's bread.
You know, fat and sassy.
Don't forget to fucking put your teeth in. Before you start eating
Great
that
idea.
Bread.
We'll probably sit around and cook some soups and eat bread and desserts and just get all fat and sassy.
I fucking love her. You fucking toothless mongrel. Jesus Christ.
I hate Southern people so fucking much.
Man.
I really do.
Really?
I do. I dislike them a lot. As soon as if I have to start talking to somebody and there's a Southern drawl, it irritates me. It does.
You have Southerners in your family.
I do. Yes.
Yeah.
Notice I don't see them a lot.
Well, they're 9 hours away. I think, right?
That's kind of where the South is.
Yeah.
Unless you live up in the UP, and then you know.
Make some soups. Fat and sassy. I bet, though, the funniest part about this is the morning show's reaction to her. Say, I bet their reaction is hilarious.
I'm sure it is.
Okay.
I'll probably sit around and cook some soups and eat bread and desserts and just get all fat and sassy.
Yes.
Get fat and sassy, which is
big. You're going to get fat and sassy. Yeah.
Get all fat and sassy there. Ah, yes.
What everyone does.
That's me, Luke Cannon, getting fat and sassy.
Oh, my God.
The morning.
Shut the fuck up.
Hey, I used to be the producer on that show, Fat and Sassy. Two black chicks.
Because anyway, after they panic with the bread and milk, they sit around and eat bread. Desserts.
I want to be Shirley's friend, especially when the bad weather comes.
No, you don't.
I mean, I usually exercise like crazy until the snow's gone.
I think your friend ought to be, you ought to have someone who does fucking hair transplants for a living. Your fucking friend. Big, fucking big forehead McGillicuddy.
Uh-huh.
Which lasts like, what, 5 minutes? Then we're back out.
Oh, fucking.
Then I eat my bread soaked in milk.
What the fuck are they saying?
Nobody knows.
He's talking about bread soaked in milk? Like, what? Hang on.
Friend, especially when the bad weather comes.
I mean, I usually exercise like crazy until the snow's gone.
Faggot.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Which lasts like, what, 5 minutes? Then we're back out.
Ugh, fucking just stop it. Bread and desserts and get all fat and sassy.
But you know what? You got to admit, that's one of the best regular jack-off fucking interviews that's ever been. Because it's just a regular jack-off actually being their regular jack-off self.
Do you know why it's great, though? Because they're not asking her a question of anything of consequence.
That's true, yeah.
That's why it's great. She's just a fucking numbskull being herself. And they ask her about a snowstorm. Like, what are you going to do when the snowstorm comes? Well, we're going to cook some soups and...
superimpose her answer over a bunch of like really hard fucking hitting political questions and shit.
Oh, you know what? What a great idea. Best way to respond to the Russia situation.
We're going to make some soups.
We're going to cook some soups. And... China, you know, the Tiananmen Square anniversary. Well, we're going to cook some soup.
Pull up some sound clips of people like asking politicians some real, like, you know, hard hitting, diving questions about issues and shit, and superimpose that fucking answer.
Like a presidential debate, you know, like Trump and Biden, and you just have that one. Well, we're going to cook some soups. Yeah. So that's a sneak peek of what Jocktober is going to be like this
year.
We're
going to
we'll do two shows in October, and I think they'll be all some more. Boy, there's a local morning show.
Whoa, slow the fuck down.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll do two shows in October. Don't fucking jump ahead of shit.
Well, we should be doing two a month. You know, just, I mean, we can't pull off 26 episodes a year. We really are fucking worthless. Jesus Christ. By the way, I've started writing a bit.
Okay.
Which, you know, I don't do.
Yeah, I know.
But I have started writing a bit.
A bit.
I have. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm maybe 20% of the way through it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does it involve me, or am I going to get to be
that? It could involve you if you want it to. It's Son of Karnak.
Okay.
So it could involve you if you want it to. It doesn't have to, but it could if you want it to.
Okay. All right.
So, yeah.
Hey, you let me know if you want me in it or not.
Okay. I might do it next episode.
Okay.
We might have it ready by then.
Okay. Me? You got a writing team or something I don't know about?
No, it's me.
Okay.
I mean, we as a show. The royal man. They're... Fucking play along. Act like you've been here before, all right? Jesus Christ. Me, you, and Doug.
Oh, right. Me.
Fucking worthless.
Gotcha.
Fucking worthless, Doug Reach Around. I don't know why we're paying him. Anywho. Son of Karnak. I'm going to have 10 cards.
Okay.
With the jokes on them.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Right on.
Uh-huh.
Right on. Cool.
Yes, sir. It came to me because I saw And this one I will tell you. I saw trending on Twitter a couple weekends ago, Hawaiian Punch.
Yeah, you had, you
and it right.
Yeah, you sent me that Hawaiian and, Punch was trending. So right. Fucking what?
And it immediately popped into my head. What do you call a domestic violence call in Waikiki?
Oh yeah,
Hawaiian Punch.
Okay, that's, all right. They're getting better, right?
Well, we'll see. You know.
It's the sound of an exploding sheep.
Sis boom bah.
My sister sent me that as a TikTok video the other day, and I must have sat there and watched it fucking 20 times and laughed harder every time it played.
See if you can find that whole bit, because Karnak, sis boom bah, because that whole...
That
whole break?
Yeah.
I think that whole Karnak the Magnificent is pretty good.
There you go.
There you go. Now, let's see if we can find... There it is right there, the whole right. thing. There right. you go. That's it, baby.
Any day now.
Any day now. Here you go. Oh!
Yeah. And here... And okay. The whole thing shuts fucking down.
How are we this show and we have nothing that works?
I don't know. Fucking great.
Are you all right, Osage? Welcome, welcome, welcome.
May eternal bliss fill your clothing.
Thank you. Something is. I have... In my hands, the envelopes. Can you see them?
Yes.
I know this sand blows into your eyes on the desert. A child of four could plainly see these envelopes are hermetically sealed. They've been kept in a mayonnaise jar in Funkin' Waggle's porch since noon today. No one knows the contents of these envelopes but you. In your mystical and borderline divine way, will ascertain the answers, having never before seen the question. Is that about it?
Are you done?
Are you done?
Yes, of course.
Envelope number one.
Silence, please.
Hermetically sealed.
I will divine the answer.
Funkin' Wagnall's porch?
Since noon today.
Since noon today. But you.
Can we get on with this? Karnak, a chance. A condor, a bald eagle, and the snail darter.
A condor, a bald eagle, and a snail darter.
Name three things less endangered than Tip O'Neill.
Envelope number two.
This audience would lob a grenade at Bambi's mother.
You know what? That right there
fucking beautiful.
Sums up why he's fucking Johnny Carson.
That's it.
Or why he was so fucking great. He was Jesus the best. Christ. This audience would lob a grenade at Bambi's mother.
He was the best.
Jesus Christ.
Striking air traffic controllers.
Striking air traffic controllers.
You got it.
You got it.
What do the people waiting at the airport feel like doing?
So this had to have been... When did that happen? 82?
81, 82. 82. Yeah, it was after... Yeah.
It was early in Reagan,
It was early Reagan, but it was after the assassination, because that was...
Attempt.
81. Yeah, the attempt, yeah.
Yeah, it was early. It was March of 81. So the strike couldn't have come long after. 82, maybe?
Yeah, yep.
I've got a book about that around here somewhere.
Do you?
Yeah.
Spit, scratch, and complain. What are the three qualifications to be a Major League Baseball player? Blood sugar.
Blood sugar.
I said. What should a vampire cut down on when he's on a diet?
Ooh!
May a toothless yak gum your grandmother's wheat thins.
What? August of 81, by the way.
August of 81, yeah. Okay, so... Mm-hmm. When was the attempt? Earlier that year?
March,
okay.
March, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So,
there's a great book about that by a guy named Del Wilbur or some shit called Rawhide Down. Terrific book about that shooting. Yeah, it's really good.
Cannonball Run.
Cannonball Run.
What do you call a drink made with gunpowder and tequila? A day. What's a minimum wage for a fruit fly? A wed wobe.
Barbara Walters joke coming in hot.
What does Barbara Walters wear over her wed pajamas?
So, the genius of Sis Boom Ba is the crowd reaction.
Oh, yeah.
Afterward is just... It is just amazing.
I wonder what year this episode was from.
Well, it had to have been 81 because they were talking about the strike.
Yeah. The funny thing is, I remember seeing this. Now, I don't know if it was the original airing... Or if it was maybe a rerun later, this was what, August? But I remember, I think, being up maybe on a Friday night. I mean, we were young.
Yeah.
In 81.
Oh, yeah.
But I remember seeing this with my sister and my dad and laughing our fucking balls off.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking it might have been a repeat or something later that season. Or maybe a couple years down the road or
maybe
something.
Maybe an anniversary show
we were pretty young, so yeah. I'll have to ask my sister on that if she remembers exactly. But I remember just happening to watch this episode close to the time it aired and fucking laugh my ass off.
Yeah.
Having trouble divining this one?
All right.
Yeah.
Sis Boom Ba.
Sis Boom Ba.
Describe the sound made when a sheep explodes.
When he starts busting up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hang on.
When he starts busting up. It's great. Look at him. I mean, that is a genuine...
You know it's over.
Yep.
Yeah.
That is a genuine fucking reaction.
It's the best. But the crowd reaction is it's overwhelming. It's great.
Finding this one?
Yeah. Sis Boom Ba.
Sis Boom Ba.
Describe the sound made when a sheep explodes.
Fucking Ed is just losing it.
Oh, fuck me, is that funny?
Yep. And there were probably many, many people in the comedy world, writers more than likely, that saw that and went, fuck.
Yeah.
It's a great fucking joke.
It's a flawless joke.
It really is.
Yeah.
Yep. Still can't get the next one out.
V8.
V8.
What kind of social disease can you get from an octopus? Sneezy, happy, dog, grumpy, bashful...
With dopey.
Dopey. And sleepy. At the present time, who's running the tower at L.A. Airport?
I hold in my hand the last envelope.
May your only son be caught in a gay swine stampede.
Oh, shit. Oh, wow.
Ooh. Ooh. I'm going to counter-almentate my aforementioned ingesta. How does William Buckley say, I think I'm going to barf?
My God.
Hey.
I gotta fucking take a piss.
I gotta shit.
Shit. I knew I should have went before we started. Ah. I might be a minute.
That was a fucking creeper, man.
That really was a fucking nasty fucking... I'm gonna crop this that fucker out of
here. Fucking, I will beat your fat ass.
No, you won't.
You're right, I won't. I won't be able. What the fuck is he doing in there? You jerking off too or just pissing? You start getting as old as Jeff, you gotta tickle your prostate though to fucking, you know, get things moving. This old bitch, what the fuck is he doing? Who takes half an hour to piss? It's down the hall. It's not like it's fucking disgraceful. Fucking disgraceful. How's your hip, by the way, there, Papaw?
You know what? It's getting better.
Yeah, good.
You know, I've been trying to do everything I can to make it feel better. I start some therapy sessions later this month, so...
Fucker. Play, you fucking whore. Hey! God damn it. It's funny. That's why I want you to hear it. Her delivery here is perfect. And I can't get the... fucker to fucking play. Cunt bitch. That's the end of that.
That won't help.
That'll be first of all, go fuck yourself. Second of all.
What are we looking for?
Oh, nothing now.
No, that's it. It's over. It's over. You go fucking pout in your room?
No.
Oh, you're going to do it here.
It's all my room. You don't understand. This is all mine.
Okay.
I dropped a go fuck yourself. I asked my boss the other day, I go, look, how much money would I have to give back for you to give me 3 passes over the course of a calendar year? Only 3 to tell people to go fuck themselves and
to
not get fired.
Yeah.
Right. And to not get fired.
Yeah, right.
Because I've hung up on 2 people in the last week. I'm willing to give him $100 a shot. Cash.
$300 for 3 strikes, huh?
Yep. And not get fired for it. To tell people to go fuck themselves.
He won't let you do it because it'll look bad on the corporation.
I don't think he'll...
He won't let you do it.
No, but I think when I said how much money... could I give back? I think that got his attention.
Oh, well.
And it And at one point he said $130, and I, okay, all right, I'll give you $400 for three of them. Like, just let's do it.
Hmm.
Because, you know, I want that, you know, but I think in the end he didn't, he's not going to let me do it. So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think he's not going to let me do it in the end. You know what I'll do is I'll open this up and see if I need to, take a, spray, clean some dust out of it or something.
Oh, I think you ought to hit it some more.
It's go fuck yourself. First of all, again, let me reiterate, go fuck yourself. Tell you how to not break your things. Fuck off. Oh, yes. And you missed, you fat fuck.
I was aiming for the fucking computer.
Oh, well, here, let me hold it up for you then if we're going to do all that. Right.
So we got the big fucking shooters.
Oh,
static.
That doesn't sound like a good noise.
There you go.
All right, ready? Here you go.
There we go. Yeah, there we go. Oh, yeah, there's one. Oh, yeah. Uh-oh, there's one. Oh, there's one.
Cut, bitch!
Oh, we're empty.
Yeah, you jammed it up. Is that six shots or only five? Tell you the truth, in this confusion, I kind of lost track myself.
Okay. Speaking of fucking Rio Bravo.
Yeah.
There's a scene. Have you seen that, you think? Or it's been a long time?
Dude, it's been so long, okay. I couldn't tell you a thing about it.
So everybody, well, me and... fuck you. Brandon, you fucking nose.
You all right?
That fucker would have stuck up in my nose.
You all right?
No, I am not okay.
You're not bleeding? Shut up.
Well, mentally, I'm bleeding. Emotionally.
We got a show title.
Emotionally.
We got a show
mentally,
title.
Mentally, I'm bleeding.
We got a show title in minute 45. Mentally, I'm bleeding. Mentally, I'm bleeding. Oh, shit. Mentally.
I have a mental concussion.
Mentally, comma, I'm bleeding. You really are one of the funniest motherfuckers I know, man. I just mentally, I told my son that you're the only person I know in the world that I know that can make me laugh till I cry. And it's just mentally, I'm bleeding.
So there's a scene towards the end, or I think it actually probably is at the end of Rio Bravo, where they're shooting it out with the gang. It's John Wayne, Dean Martin, and Ricky Nelson.
Okay.
Is in this too.
Okay.
I didn't realize, I'm watching him going, I think I know that kid. Well, then there's a scene where Dean's singing a song.
Of course.
And then the kids, well, can I play one? And he plays when he starts singing. I'm like, Jesus Christ, that's fucking Ricky Nelson.
Yeah.
How can you not recognize that voice?
Yeah.
Well, he was a dreamy little fucker.
He was.
Too, pretty blue eyes and shit. God
tiny,
damn,
though.
Man.
Tiny guy, right?
Ooh, he was.
He was,
yeah.
He was super tiny. Yeah.
He was. And John Wayne must have been about 8 foot fucking tall. Jesus Christ. He was a big dude, man.
Lonesome Town. Was that Ricky Nelson? Who did Lonesome Town?
That was Ricky Nelson.
Okay.
Pretty sure. So the three of them are having a shootout with the gang.
The bad guys.
And, you know, me and my son were watching Tombstone recently. And the gunfight at the OK Corral was going on. And Patrick's like, well, he was out of bullets, 10 shots ago. And,
Oh, yeah.
That's the way it is in every fucking
movie.
Rio Bravo is the only fucking movie I've ever seen where somebody else comes up. A character that's been woven in throughout the movie, but comes in and brings them boxes of fucking extra shells. It's so I'm sitting there watching it going, this is the coolest fucking thing I've ever seen in a movie. Somebody actually brought them more fucking ammunition.
Yeah, I don't know. Can I get a cat that doesn't make a fucking noise that sounds like a wounded goose? Mentally,
I don't know.
You're the funniest motherfucker I know, man, for real.
Mentally, I'm bleeding.
I either got to watch... I watched Tombstone this weekend.
Okay.
I watched that. I've never seen it.
I like it.
And every now and then I see that GIF pop up,
Yeah.
Where Powers, well, bye.
Well, bye.
It just makes me laugh.
The dude playing Johnny Ringo next to him, he goes, smell that, Bill? Curly Bill Brosh is his character. And he goes, "You smell that, Bill?" And Powers Booth kind of looks at him and goes, "Smells like something died." Because it was Earp's brother, Morgan, that they were hauling out of town that they just killed the night before.
Wow.
That's fucking great, man. It really is. I like it a lot.
All right. You know what? I'll check it out.
Yeah.
I watched Broadcast News. So there's this podcast called...
You're done with that. Okay.
There's this podcast called... it's about old Hollywood, and it's called...
87.
Yeah, yeah. Albert Brooks is great and everything. He's in that. William Hurt. Yeah, great flick.
Boy, I just... Okay. Oh, it's James L. Brooks?
Yeah. Yeah. That producer credit is actually not correct on that. That movie was...
this is Wikipedia.
Yeah, I know. But it was... It was in part, whole or in part, produced by a gal named Polly Platt, who was married to Peter Bogdanovich back when that meant something.
And okay.
There's a podcast, I'm struggling to remember the name right now, but there's a podcast that's whose last season was 8 episodes. And it got into, it was all about Polly Platt. She ended up being a really influential producer and blah, blah, blah. And this was one of the first movies that she did that she produced that did well. But it was a movie she produced that did really well. Yeah, dude.
Jesus Christ, man.
Yeah,
wow.
You know, yeah. It's
nominated and won several.
Yeah.
You know, I mean.
Yeah. No Oscars, though, right?
Nicholson was in it?
He was, yeah. He plays the main TV reporter, or the main newsreader.
Okay.
So anyway, Polly Platt produced a movie in the 70s called Pretty Baby. And I'm listening to this podcast, and they're going on about Pretty Baby and stuff, and I'm kind of reading up on it over the weekend because I figure, okay, I'll watch this Polly Platt movie, and then I will go watch Pretty Baby, which is another movie that Polly Platt produced. And I'm reading about it, and it's like Brooke Shields, she's like 11 or 12 in it, and nude. And not just a flash of nudity, but for several minutes.
Wow.
And I went, ooh. Ah, yikes. I don't know. Don't know if I need that. She's like 70 now, but like, she was like 11 or 12 then, and she's from... The description I read, they, you know, like, part of the plot of the movie is, like, they got a guy that, she lives in a whorehouse.
Okay.
As a child. And there's whores and blah, blah, blah. And
really?
Yeah, like New Orleans in the 20s or the teens or some shit like that. And one of the subplots is they got a guy that comes around and takes their pictures. And so at some point, they cut to a scene and she's very nude on a couch. About to be photographed by this guy. And from what I read, they hold this shot and hold this shot. And then drama ensues and she gets up to argue with him and she's nude walking around talking to him. And this scene goes on for minutes. And I'm reading about it and I'm going, golly, like, don't know if I want to be a part of that, but look it up. Like, I think it did well as a movie. You know, all the kid touchers out there. I heard it was Jeffrey Epstein's favorite movie.
What's the name of the movie?
Pretty Baby. And I just, man, I just do. Yeah. 78. And I'm like, man, I don't know if I need to see that. Like, yeah, she's like, how old was she? She was 12. And I'm just like, man, scroll down. Let's see how it did. Can we see how it did in the box office? It was box office $5.8 million.
Where are you? Oh.
So I don't know how much it cost to make, but I'm reading about it and I'm going, golly, I don't know if I need to be a, you know what I mean? Like, it's not porn. Like, she's not fucking or anything, but like,
it's just, yeah.
I don't know if I need to be how old was she when Blue Lagoon came out? Wasn't she nude in that too?
Yeah, Blue Lagoon was right after this.
In the early 80s, 82 83?
Yeah, you're right. It was early 80s.
And that was kind of legendary for her being nude in that as a, as a teenager, but she's 12 in that. And I'm going, man, gee whiz. 1980 film. There
1980
you go.
Right there.
God
yep.
damn. Just, so she was 14 in that. Ugh. I don't know, man. I'm like, man.
And wasn't this movie racy?
I've actually never seen it, but I know it exists.
Yeah, I've never
like sex scenes between them or whatever.
Yeah.
And I just, I don't know if I need to see 12-year-old nude Brooke Shields. I don't know if I need that in my life. Panned by critics. Oh, they hated Blue Lagoon, huh? 12th biggest box office hit of 1980. Fucking kid touchers. I'm going to go to the movies and take in some culture.
1980, Blue Lagoon, yeah. The Blues Brothers.
Blue Lagoon. Her name is Amani. Blow. I don't know. It took me so long. I'm kind of mad at myself.
Blue Magoo.
Blow. Blue Magoo. Blue. Blue Magoo. Damn glad to meet you. Rush Sherman. Damn glad to meet you. Blow.
Blue Magoo. Huh? Where did I blow it? Huh?
That's your face or your ass?
Does it matter?
No. No.
Just get it done.
As long as I get rid of it, I don't care where it goes.
How you face your ass.
I got blown behind an elementary school once as a teenager. Just fucking blew my load on their dumb fucking parking lot, and that was my life. Who cares? Once I give it to you, I don't care where it goes. Blue Magoo. Oh, shit.
Do that next time you're trying to get a stranger's attention. Hey, you, Blue Magoo, come here.
Blue Magoo. Is it M-A-G-O-O?
I don't know.
Or M-C-G.
You can do it M-A-G-E-U-A-X for all I give a fuck.
Yeah. Blow! They needed the money! Blue Magoo. That's really funny to me. How much money did Blue Lagoon make? Let's scroll down and see.
58.8
in 1980. That was some real money, man.
Yeah. That was a budget of 4.5.
Yeah. God damn. So she was doing nude stuff at 12 and 14? Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Okay, how old is she?
Now? She's fucking 70.
She's 56.
Oh, okay.
She's born 65.
Why does she have a face like the Joker in that picture? You want to know how I got these scars?
Too much plastic surgery.
Oh, yikes.
Yep. Can't people just fucking grow old no. gracefully?
No.
Jesus fucking no. Christ, man.
No.
That's so disgusting.
She looks like she'll be selling, she should be talking about Smilex on the national news. That's another Joker reference. Did you ever see Joaquin Phoenix Joker? Did you ever see that?
See what?
Joaquin Phoenix, the Joker movie?
No, I did not.
Oh, yeah.
I need to see that. Yeah.
I recommend that.
Yeah, I wanted to, and yep.
Don't.
I'm glad you said that. I need to.
Don't be in a bad place when you watch it.
You know, you've said that before.
Yeah, don't.
I'm not in a bad place, so.
Well, I'm saying if you happen to be down that day, don't watch it.
Really? See, now that makes me want to find a bad day and then watch it.
No.
Just to test that out.
It's I took my two older stepnieces to see it. And the one girl said to me, it's one of the greatest movies I've ever seen and I'll never watch it again.
I remember that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean it's a little dark. It's great. I mean it's great. And
I'm working a half day tomorrow, so we're going to put that on the
phone. Half day, nice, dude. Yeah. You have any plans for the half day or the weekend, or what are we doing?
Just not be at work.
Yeah, that's beautiful, man.
Probably.
Awesome.
It's supposed to be 90 tomorrow.
God, dude, you got the pool open?
Dude, that thing's been open since mid-April.
Okay, fair enough.
Fuck yeah, we've been in that thing several times. Okay. Oh, yeah.
Okay. I didn't think you'd wait too long to get it open this year.
Well,
you didn't really get
warm. She opened it up when I went to the doctor for this hip. And he said, you're not going to get a replacement.
That's smart. That's smart.
You need, you know, he said, recumbent bikes are good and water therapy's good. And she's like, I'm opening the pool this weekend. No, I didn't get it. It's too fucking cold.
That's cold, though.
Jesus. But you know what, though? Here a few weeks ago, before it really started to get warm, and it was, that water was still like 75, you know, or between 70 and 75, I get it at once, and it was cold, but it felt so fucking
nice. I bet.
Ice packs. I actually have not put an ice pack on my hip, or this knee actually has been getting fucked up because I've been overcompensating. So my knee's been sore and my hip's been sore, and there were days when I mean daily and like periodically throughout the day, even at work, I'd go out, we got an ice machine, and I'd go make an ice pack and just sit it there while I'm working and stuff and put it on my knee, and I haven't had to do that in a while, so I'm doing that recumbent bike for 30 minutes every morning. I've been doing that for a week now, solid, 30 minutes in the morning, and getting in the pool as much as I can, and actually trying to like do some exercises and stuff and stretch it out. And I've been taking Advil or Aleve and glucosamine, which is good for joint health. So.
And Aleve's an anti-inflammatory. That's why they want you to take that. Aleve's
anti-inflammatory. So I started taking that as soon as he said, take it in the morning, take it in the night. And I know when I miss. If I miss a dose of Aleve, I fucking know it.
No kidding, huh?
Yep.
Just once a day, right?
Twice.
Twice a day?
One at, you know, whatever, 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning and 6, 7 o'clock at night.
No kidding, huh?
Yep.
Good.
Yeah,
good.
And he said, take Tylenol if the pain gets too much.
Now, they told you that they won't replace your hip because you might live long enough for that replacement to go bad.
Yeah, I'm not going to get a hip replacement right now. Or right. I suppose if I
they would want
went
you
to the
be...
right fucking doctors, I could find somebody that would finally do it. But
hello, everybody.
You know, yeah. Hey, Dr. Nick.
Yeah.
But I don't want to do it because
if you were,
what I'm
if
doing
you were
is...
60, they would do it.
Yes.
You're going to be dead in
yep.
15 years.
Right.
Right.
What I'm doing is making it feel better. When I sat in that guy's office 2 months ago and he said, you're not getting a hip, I was devastated. It hurt so bad. I either wanted a new hip or just cut the fucking thing off and be done with it. And, you know, because my wife warned me, she goes, you know, he might want you to do physical therapy. And I'm like, oh, that just sounds awful. That sounds horrendous.
Of course it's awful.
And, but you know what? As soon as, you know, when he said you're not getting a hip, we bought a recumbent bike, put it in the living room, and...
Well,
it hurt. Oh, fuck did
yeah,
it hurt
it
right? And I think for a while, but you know, I just needed to get through it. And
yeah, that's it.
Get it feeling better. So, yeah, it's
you know,
okay.
I went to the doctor. We took some time off, so we haven't even talked about this. I went to the doctor in April. Was it April? Late April?
Yeah.
Or May? And I had a series of things. I go, look, I'm 48. I'm fat. Like, I don't know what's wrong with me. Let's have a meeting. And
right, right.
And I told them, I said, you're going to sit here for a while because we have some things to talk about. And you're going to be here for a while, so just get used to, you're not going to push me out of here. We're going to have a talk about some shit. And at the end, I went and got some blood taken. And I told him during the appointment, I said, whatever's wrong, I want to fix it through diet and exercise. I'm not trying to get on pills for shit right away. I want to fix whatever I can behaviorally because that's how I got here.
Because that's exactly
right. And he
was probably happy to hear somebody
I'm sure
say
he
that.
I'm sure because
everybody
was.
Comes and says, "You got a pill that can fix this?"
Yeah,
fucker?
No, I yeah. No. Going to pills, the first thing to pills is not my deal.
Nope.
So he goes, "All right," and so we kind of, you know, like he goes, do you work out? I go, look at me. Do I work out?
What do you think?
Yeah. I go, I'm fat. He goes, well, how come you don't? I go, because it's hard.
Because it's hard.
And I hate hard work. That's why I don't fucking do it. He goes, I want you to sweat 20 minutes a day. And I go, well, when I shit. It's a lot of straining.
So from the bedroom to the kitchen, that gets some of it going, you know.
Shoveling shit into my
and
face.
And then when I sit down on the couch and put my socks and shoes on, how's that for sweating, motherfucker? Jesus Christ, you want me to sweat 20 minutes a day? How about the fucking day?
You know what? He's younger than me, my doctor. And I had to go get a new doctor because mine died.
Are you shitting me?
He fell and broke his hip, and then he died.
The young guy.
No, the old guy.
Oh, the old guy. Oh. So you had to go get a new,
I had to
younger
go find
doctor.
A new doctor.
Gotcha.
He's younger than me. He goes, I want you to sweat 20 minutes a day. I'm like, well, when I'm shit, no. So anyway, I don't have insurance, by the way, appointment and blood test, $500 Holy shit, what a fucking racket.
Yep.
What a fucking... so anyway, and I'm expecting... Look, I'm 48. I'm fat. I've been fat for a decade. You know, like it's I'm not getting thin. It's coming. Like, yeah. I know I'm in trouble. I'm at least pre-diabetic. You know, I'm sure my cholesterol is through the fucking roof, and my, you know, and my, you know, sodium and blah, blah,
you
blah.
You got
blah,
your
blah.
Blood work back though.
Yeah.
You're good, aren't you?
Yeah.
Good.
Every single fucking thing was within the, was.
Yep.
It either perfect or within that perfect zone.
All those
every
fucking,
single fucking thing.
All those fucking big breakfasts floating around in your veins and your fucking numbers are perfect.
Perfect. Sugar was perfect. My blood pressure was a cunt hair high.
But he didn't put you on medication.
Nope.
You know what? If you sweat that 20 minutes a day, that blood pressure will come right down into
it will.
That. Yep.
It will.
Yeah. That's the only thing. I'm fortunate. That's the only pill that the doctors ever had to put me on. Is blood pressure. I take blood pressure medication.
Yeah.
But you know what? When I get on a fucking thing where I start exercising and shit, fucking comes, you know, I don't know why I see the benefits of this, and then something in my brain makes me go back to being a fat fucking slob, and I wish I could figure it out.
It's hard. It's
but
hard.
But I enjoy being thinner. I'm never going to be thin. I never have been thin. But I, you know,
Every 30 pounds you lose, you get an inch back. Did you know that?
On my arm?
No.
My leg?
No. Your cock.
Oh,
every
really?
30 pounds you get an inch back.
Well, it never went. It's not like it got shorter because I got fat. There's just too much fat around it.
Well, your wife disagrees. So, and if that doesn't motivate you, and here I sit, right?
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Just a fat fuck. Yeah. Like, I'll fuck you with an average rod then. You know, like, what do you want me to do? When I was thin, I was packing. You could stack two fists on top of the motherfucker and still have a head poking out. And I'm telling you now, it's an embarrassment compared to what it was when I was young.
I can do that. As long as they're midget fists. Two-year-old fist, but that's a whole other radio show.
Let's get Brooke Shields' 12-year-old fist in on this.
Oof.
Every single,
I want to cut that out of this one.
Every single one of my fucking blood results came back perfect.
Good.
Every single fucking one.
Mine always
one.
Does, too, except for my blood pressure.
Couldn't believe it.
Yep.
I was stunned.
Yeah. Sure the doctor was, too. Can't be this fat bastard's got to have everything wrong. You're like fucking Mr. Burns. Everything is wrong, so it all equals and balances out.
I love that part of that show. He's got everything. Is that what you say in that show?
It's something like that. You've got every disease known to man and some we've never heard of, and they're all in like perfect balance with each other.
Yeah. and so...
I still have this picture up here.
When the girl still called me... when the girl called me to give me the results, I was driving home from work, and I go, she goes,
are you sitting down?
She goes, is this, well, so, right. So she goes, is this Brian? And I'm like, yeah, this is so-and-so from Dr. So-and-so's office, and I have your blood test results. And I'm like, all right, you know, what's going on? And she goes, everything came back perfect. And I went, that's impossible.
Perfectly
know?
Bad?
No, I go. This is what I, and I'm not kidding, this is exactly what I said.
Brian pauses and goes, have you seen me?
So, what I said was not far off from that. I go, that's impossible. Do you see how fat I was when I was in there? And then she got really quiet, and I, like, kind of fake laughed to let her know it was okay to laugh. And she laughed. I go, this is impossible. It makes zero sense. So, I wanted to see the blood test results, and you know you got to fill out a fucking form and fax it to a third party, and
it's your own fucking shit.
Oh yeah, well yeah. You think that until you got to get your own shit.
Bet you I can look your blood results up right now on the internet.
I'll fucking post. I don't give a shit. But I got them, and everything fucking was great.
Good.
Yeah.
Be happy.
Oh, I was given a gift.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And I've still had biscuits and gravy for breakfast every day this week.
Cut
so.
The Because you've acquired the Lord's favor. The God of Abraham smiled on you, Brian.
We've laughed any harder today than that.
You know what, man? Some people jog and eat right and don't eat meat and do all that and fucking die of a heart attack at 50.
Well, what's that George Carlin line? Eat right, exercise, stay fit, and die anyway, and or die something anyway. Like that?
Yeah, the book. Yeah,
join the book club.
Yeah, join the book club.
Yeah.
Yep.
Uh-huh. See, I don't, so I don't know. I'd like to lose 20 more pounds before I go out looking for pussy, you know, but...
Yeah.
But again, the gal, you know, the gal at McDonald's, they know me now because I'm there every morning.
Jesus Christ.
Well, you know
stop
what I get, though?
Going no, to wait. McDonald's.
What I've been getting...
No, there's nothing good there to eat.
Oatmeal.
No, there's not. Not theirs.
It's not that
it's
bad.
Fucking McDonald's oatmeal.
It's not
there's,
that bad.
There's probably at least fucking Grimace jizz in it or something.
Well, now that's Grimace jizz.
That's where that taste comes
I
from.
I can tell you from firsthand experience, it's delicious. I think when I was broke going to get breakfast there, you know, when I was working third shift, I think at a certain point I had to work out a deal. That's all I'm going to tell you.
That fucking guy making it in the back fucking hamburglered right into it. He hamburglered a load right into it.
Hamburglered
a load.
He grimaced in hamburger.
Did you see the grimace on that guy's face when he hamburglered that load? Well, that was into your own.
Shit. I just said I had to work out a deal at one point in my life. That's all I'm telling you.
Oh
that's
God.
That's fucking funny, man.
Hamburglar.
Hamburglar to load. Oh, shit. I got oatmeal. It comes with diced apples. Yeah! Yeah, diced apples over here. I'm over here now with the apples. Oh, fuck me.
Jesus Christ.
So anyway,
I'm back.
I eat that for a long time.
Yeah.
Oatmeal and diced apples, and I get a little thing of milk. Yeah, diced. Don't have over there, huh?
Oh, yeah.
That one told a story.
It was tight. It was tight.
There's nothing tight coming
out. Yep. That is a straight asshole right there. Oh, shit. Speaking of straight assholes.
You're showing me my brother's Facebook page?
No, but let me.
Oh, I got a shit. Man, have I got a shit. Oh my God. Is my ex still friends with you guys on Facebook? Or?
I'm not. Canceled her out.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
What was the point?
I guess.
I didn't do it for, you know, to be mean or anything. I just thought, well, you know, there's probably a very slim chance that I'm going to be conversing with her, so. Jesus Christ, almost 8 o'clock.
Yeah, uh-huh. All right, we'll call it here.
All right, kids.
See you soon.
Later.
On TGO Radio.
Oh, I got it. Okay, this episode's over.